just ahead.
Alan Robson with you. In a car, we are pretty much at Chillingham now. If push comes to shove, you could leave your car here and we could walk up. We're not very far away. So let's see if we can get the gate open. Big no entry sign. Please keep the gate shut. It's chained. So, looks like we're climbing over and walking. Oh dear. Alan Robson, with Wayne and Michelle, our victims this evening at Chillingham Castle.
Can you imagine having to, what life having to build that?
Imagine where you just get the stone from. I mean, just simple things. How
working here and cutting it, how many people died building it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Flipping it.
Well, there's plenty of tales. I'm going to take you into the office, and that's as near to the castle as you're getting yet. And then we'll go for a walk and we'll see what we can see. Climbing up the steps to the doorway, we're nearly there. Look into the woods, Michelle. What can you see in the woods?
Darkness.
Can you see anything in there?
No.
Well, this is where Alan lives. Alan, our guide, lives in the house just around this corner. Alan didn't believe in a ghost until one day he went back to his house, the light wasn't on, he walked into his living room and there was a woman standing slap bang in the middle of the room. It's completely turned him around because, like many other people, you look at a castle like this and you think, castles are supposed to be haunted. Well, the vast majority of ghosts are witnessed in people's own homes. You looking forward to going in?
Well, it looks beautiful. I was looking forward to going in, but like you said, it looks so bright, so big, so grand. But through the hallway, all I've seen is a door, and it looks very dark and cold on the inside, which is, it just seems like it's, the front's something else.
What I want you to do is to hold on to my little recorder there, just on the corner, take the microphone, and what I want you to do is to, and this is something that anybody can do if you actually go to a place where you want to experience something, I want you to feel what you feel on your face. I want you to sense the mood, not the mood of people past, your mood.
Right.
I want you to sense, feel, and as you're walking along there, right to the very, the darkest part, right
yeah,
down there.
In the corner,
you,
yeah.
Right, I want you to get right down to there, and then I want you to turn and come back. I just want you to sense and feel the things that are around you, because all around, this is almost like it's throwing radio signals at you from another time. This particular area, and most people when they come to the castle, they look down here, but they never come in, because this is, you talk about the darkness of nature, this is a dark place. And just talk into the microphone,
okay.
Walk right away along to the end, sense, feel, and just let us know what you're getting.
I think when Alan brought us to this, the Abbey, whatever the building was, has been a bit brave, and I was the first to walk into it, I'm sure Alan will tell you. And I can't believe he's picked me to walk down this. It's, I know Alan's behind me, but it's very eerie. You know when you're locked in a room and you know somebody's in there and your body goes all goose pimply? That's how I feel. We're not even in Chillingham yet, and I'm absolutely dreading it. Okay, I'm down to the very end. All the trees, it's like the trees are just looking at you, you know, this, you can feel history. I'm actually opting for the best way back so I can see Alan and Michelle. The walk back is a lot easier. I really don't want to go in the castle now, but I'm going to have to. You won't come in here for a picnic. same spot that I walked through when I got the goose pimples. I've just got it again, the same spot. I was saying I was the first person to walk through this arch. I'm sure you'll verify, because I wanted to have a look, and I wasn't happy about you sending me down there. Yeah. But halfway between those two trees, yeah, it feels like someone's nothing touched me. But you know when you feel like you're cold when you're in a warm room. Yeah. And but on the way back, same place. You feel nothing horrible, nothing scary, but just. You know, like,
can I just, that, it's interesting that you picked up on that, which it's sort of perfect that you're the one that decided to come here tonight. Because, as I say, we wanted people that would be receptive. Now, when I said to Michelle, do you want to do that? She said, no, but I'm going to send you anyway, Michelle. What I want you to do, and I know you're not a presenter and you're not connected to that, you're a proud night owl lady. And Wayne's told you what he felt. You go and feel that too. If it's there. If it's not there, that's fine too. I just want you to experience what you're going to experience. You don't have to say anything into the microphone at all. But if you feel, sense, smell, if something touches you, anything like that, just announce it. And what I want you to do is, you see there's two trees through there. You can see two. I want you to walk just past those two trees and then back the route that Wayne took.
The furthest trees.
The furthest trees. Just, can it be the nearest trees? No, just this tree here. Michelle, go on. Off you go. Good luck.
Right, feeling a bit weird. Feeling all right here. Yeah, same feeling. My heart's beating faster. Yeah, I know exactly what it means.
I know Wayne's just said, and I know it's a cliche. Wayne's just said, when you move past those trees, those particular trees, because they're not trees where anybody's been pinned, but they're very close to two pits, and everybody feels like the feeling that we put down to someone walking over your grave, that kind of tingly thing.
Yeah, it was. And then when you get past them trees, it's kind of like relief.
Right.
You know, because you feel a bit safe once you've sort of gone past them.
But then
them
you
two bits.
Turn around and come back.
That's yeah.
Did you get it coming back too?
Yeah, I did. And then I felt relief again as I got past.
And the interesting thing is, when Wayne and I stepped away and we went back to where the arch was, and the first thing that you said to me, Wayne, was, well, it was an F word, and then you said, this is the real thing, isn't it?
Yeah, this is. I mean, you see the pictures, you see it on telly, you hear people on the radio, and you think, yeah, I'll volunteer for it, because, yeah, it's a chance of a lifetime. But this, I mean, you can tell in my voice, I mean, my voice is cracking, and it's. I get quite emotional when I'm a bit frightened, and it is, and I want to go because I'm looking forward to it. But I'm already on jitters. I mean, we've just done the, you know, it's real.
We're not going in yet. Let's hit the devil's mail. For those of you that have visited Chillingham, you've probably come across this man, because he's responsible for the gardens that are magnificent here, and it's all down to this guy's hard work and probably blistered fingers, I'd imagine. His name's Alan. He's a top man. If it wasn't for him, we wouldn't be doing any of these kind of shows. We're grateful very much to Sir Humphrey, but perhaps the real aristocracy of the garden here is definitely Alan. Alan, you didn't believe in ghosts. Now, I remember having a conversation with you the last time that I was here, and you didn't believe in ghosts particularly, and you didn't tend to mooch around the castle much at night in any case, and then one day you went into your own house and you saw a woman actually right in the middle of the living room. Talk to me, what exactly happened?
I was in the living room and this lady just appeared by the window, just dressed in just like old, like a grey sort of coat.
Yeah.
And I was having a word with Sir Humphrey and told him, and he said, well, how was she dressed? So obviously Sir Humphrey must have
had some kind of idea.
How
did you feel, though? Because it's one thing working in a castle that, you know, you hear stories about, but it's another thing when you go back to your own house and you've got visitors.
A little bit weird to start with. I hadn't had spirits or anything like that, so it was just like an old lady, and the strange things happened, you know, with different people at the castle. Different things like furniture being moved in one of the apartments, and all that's above them is a lead roof.
Yes.
So how do you explain that?
Yes.
Away? And it's just different, you know, just different things.
And I must admit, it was funnily enough, I heard from a night owl that one of our friends from last year, who was one of the guides here, ended his life here as well, in the place that he loved so much. Anyway, what a lovely man he was.
That was Cyril, yes. He came to work one Sunday afternoon, and about 20 minutes, half an hour, and that was it. He was just
gone. Well, funnily enough, he was talking to a couple of night owls, and they rang in saying, I can't believe what's just happened to his man. He fell at their feet, pretty much, and they tried to help him as best they could.
That's correct, yes. One of them had something to do with medical training and things. Everything was done possible, but obviously he had a massive heart attack, and that was the end.
Isn't it just incredible? Because I know he loved this castle so much, and he's going to be sorely missed. He was a nice guy.
He is that, definitely. Very, very nice bloke. But just one of those things. Life's got to go on, I suppose.
And I'm sure it wouldn't surprise me if Cyril wasn't still here as well, because he was a great guy and he loved this place. So what we're going to do now is head out.
Thank you for that.
Now, just before we place Michelle and Wayne into this castle, there's one thing that we really should do, and that is show our respect for those who are in here. Sacred is this place to us, a place of tormented souls. We seek that you embrace us and bind ye to us. That has perished as long gone, yet you remain enduring in every shadow. In every breeze we feel your wispy fingertips. Although we anoint this memorial with our tears and consecrate it with our respect for your pain and misery, only the body which is of the earth returns to earth, but the spirit lives on forever. We, the assembled, ask you to show us your glory and power this night as we walk upon the graves of the many. We search for your truth and ask that you help us. May each step we take bind us to thee and give proof to the unbeliever, standing for all eternity as testament to our eternal life. Surround us with your spirit. Let it be so.
Let it be so.
Make us one with you. Let it be so.
Let it be so.
Let us feel your presence. Let us see you. Let us sense your passing, and allow us to feel your pain as we remember your suffering. Touch us and give us your infinite strength to see this night through. Let it be so. Aecio besanis forti, parop faciris morte resanto spiriti, focinio. Let blessings be upon ye, the dead who live on. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, we're ready. This is the torture chamber. You'll be in here eventually, but we'll be turning the lights off. Okay. Do you want to set a trap in here? You select where you want it. There's a rack. Watch your step. Put it wherever you want to put it. So Wayne is setting a trap on a chair, and it says on the chair, visitors are, don't use this chair, it's old and delicate and they've got like 400 spikes on the damn thing. So we leave that there. Also, if you're in here when the lights are off, be careful not to fall over stuff like this. And also, don't go in the Iron Maiden. The reason for that, you can actually get in it, and there's spikes in it on both sides, just the spikes are very sharp and they've hurt people. I'll talk you through what everything he has used for eventually, but I think we'll get you in there first. I'm also going to take you back to the office just for a second, because we've in the office I've got a couple of things that you might be able to use for your traps. Okay. And then we're handing you over to Alan, who's ready to take you to your places. Incidentally, Alan, you know places like the torture chamber? Can we have the lights out in it?
Oh,
is that all right? That's okay. So for each place they're in, I think darkness is the thing.
Have you shut that door?
Which one?
That one.
This one, yeah? You find somebody's going to come in.
Cheers. And what happens if we want to get out? Well, I better start talking, hadn't I? First time in life I've never been shot for words. I mean, you know, harm. I've put two traps. Well, they're not really traps, they're just, you know, it'd just be nice if you could remove the salt or the flour. I've got respect for you. People are going to be listening to this. And